joys, concerns, and praises, followed by the Lord's Prayer. I know we continue to pray for those who are in harm's way or traveling. We got a mess at the airport. So I don't know if I ever want to fly again, but if I have to, I have to. But our heart goes out to the people that are delayed in the airport for governmental reasons. Your government decided not to pay them, so they don't come and help out. Call your congressperson, that's for sure, is what you need to do. No excuse for a country like ours not to be paying the people that work for the government. It's a shame. Anyhow, with that said, I continue to pray for them, and I thank God for the ones who are continuing to work without being paid. That's a true servant, and so we're grateful for that. We serve the perfect servant, the Lord Jesus Christ, who allows us to have joy and peace and love. So, prayers. Anybody got a prayer request this morning?
Remember our little church.
Yeah, and we lift up Bethel and all the United Methodist churches too, because they're all going through a period of transition and different things, adjusting to the new discipline and all the other things. And but Jesus is still on the throne, so He is the head of the church. So no matter what happens to the people church, His word will go through, and the peace that passes all understanding should be preached and received by the people. Sharon, you're not Sharon. No. What's
no.
your name?
She
Linda.
Hasn't
no.
Me that in a long time.
Okay. Sandra. Yeah.
Just prayers for the military.
Amen.
And my niece, Sammy Jo McGuire. I have to remember, she's married now, and it's McGuire. She just did a post that her best friend that's living in London, is being deployed, and she didn't say where, but she's in the Air Force, and with everything going on, I don't know where he's been deployed, and she is a environmental engineer / medical, and she wears the hazmat suit whenever she works. So, prayers for her and all the men and women. And
so she met her new husband while they were in the military together?
They did.
That's cool.
They met in Dayton, Ohio. Whenever they went to training, now he's in intelligence and she's in environmental engineering, medical, and she's moved up the ranks, and he's still in Cocoa and she's in London, but they go back and forth, and I had the opportunity last year.
So she's stationed at Patrick? No,
yeah,
she's stationed.
They were both stationed at Patrick,
oh, okay.
But she's over in London until the end of this year. And they're trying to see about getting their orders together.
Yeah.
And I mean, he can do intelligence anywhere, but because she has such specified duties, there's only certain bases that she's able to go to.
Yeah. Yeah.
But whenever they do the shuttle launches and everything, she's on deck.
Good. Cool. There's one coming up, not shuttle, but there's a launch coming up this, well, there's a bunch of launches coming up.
Right.
Linda.
I just want to thank God. Dave was able to order a new vision machine.
Oh, cool.
And he got it all put together yesterday, and he's able to read everything that he wants to read.
The instruction manual has big words.
Cool. Yeah, amen. Thank God for modern technology and some it's wonderful. Thank you. Hallelujah. Anybody else this morning? Ms. Judy.
My brothers are somewhat better. My youngest brother was told this week that they've done everything they can do for him. And so it's just a matter of
medically,
but
yeah.
He's still on that high power. My other brother, he was doing very well, but I went out to check on him,
Yeah,
and Charlie's got a neurological thing going on, and they're doing all kind of tests and what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Dave.
I just learned from Phil and May this morning that a big friend of mine, Chuck, had a stroke yesterday, possibly at the baseball game.
Oh, wow.
A really good guy. He owned the Palace of Lynn, but a very even keel fellow. I was always amazed how he could hold his temper in the face of everything that goes on when you own a popular ball in FSU.
Thank you.
Prayers for Chuck.
Yes, Lord, hear our prayer. Betty.
Just the FSU baseball family. I mean, it was pretty traumatic yesterday when Miles went down.
Oh,
and
no.
Then Chuck had whatever he had. That was all just within the same. I mean, one left an ambulance, and they called another ambulance for the other one. It was just silence in the stadium.
I can imagine. Yeah, I can imagine.
They said the Duke players were in the field at the time, and they knelt and prayed when Miles got hurt.
Yeah. Wow.
Sometimes you just can tell right off the bat, this ain't going to be good.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. Lord, hear our prayers this morning. Anybody else this morning?